Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Historians think that the letter to the believers in Thessalonica might be the first piece of Christian writing and theological reflection. And it seems like most of what we need to know to live joyful, hope-filled lives, especially in tough times, are in this ancient letter. It's a brief summary of the gospel message. It tells us to imitate Jesus, to be welcoming, turn to God and serve him, be aware of the power of the Holy Spirit at work in you, and wait for Jesus to return. And do all of this with joy. Well, I'm going to read to you the same piece of scripture from the Bible translation called The Message, because it's in language that we use every day. And it says, "Every time we think of you, we thank God for you. Day and night, you're in our prayers as we call to mind your work of faith, your labor of love, and your patience of hope in following our Master Jesus Christ before God our Father. It's clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. When the message we preached came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened to you. The Holy Spirit put steel in your convictions." Well, this is exactly how Reverend Jeannie and I feel when we think of all of you. The last few weeks have offered all of us opportunities to show our faith, hope, and love in Jesus Christ to each other. I mean, first were the fires that started in Anaheim Hills and burned down through Orange Park Acres and into Teston Ranch. And as Amy and I were watching the news on our computers that day, we kept checking the map to see just how close the fire was getting to your homes. We were so concerned for you, and we wanted to know that you were safe and that your animals and your pets were cared for. And in the middle of that, all of your love shone through. We received so many offers from you all to help. Many of you contacted us saying, "I have a guest room, and anyone who needs it can sleep there." Some even offered to drive into the fire evacuation zone and help move people out. A few volunteered to stay here overnight if anyone was going to come stay here and evacuate here. And they also offered to bring food, and so many people called and just said, "I'll do whatever is needed." All were ready to offer their labor of love. You know, the gospel isn't words, it's actions. And that, Paul tells us, is the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately for us, no one needed to stay here. But a few of us were really disappointed that no one was evacuated, particularly Cindy Nelson and her horses, because we wanted to have them on the back lawn and have a sleepover with the horses. But they were fine. They did have to evacuate lots of animals from Orange Park Acres. But, you know, after the fire, I got this call from a woman who's a part of Trinity, who lives by herself, and her family lives out of state. When she heard what was happening here, how concerned we all were, and how people were offering to help, she was amazed. She didn't live anywhere near the evacuation zone, but just knowing that there were people here who would care and who would take care of her and her cats in an emergency was so important to her. She said, "It's comforting and wonderful to know that I'm not alone. I have all of you here at Trinity." And many of you got in contact with us to say that it was reassuring for you as well, that the church, all of us, would be concerned about each other and would offer to help in so many ways. This experience motivated one family to select Trinity as their meeting place in case of any future emergencies. I thought, that is a great idea. Our church, all the buildings and the grounds have become extended parts of all of our homes. So thank you for being so open to love each other during what could have been a major crisis. And fortunately for us, we are all fine. Our prayers, though, do continue for all of those in Northern California where it isn't the case. And then last Sunday, in the middle of this 10 o'clock worship service, we had another scare. Fred Whitaker collapsed in the middle of the service. He's okay. So now afterwards, you can all joke with Reverend Jeannie that he did it smack in the middle of her sermon. Your response to Fred collapsing was another example of care and love. All the skilled helpers, nurses, doctors, those who had just had their CPR training, began to provide care for Fred. The nurses just ran right over to him. The AED was brought, ushers and LEMS called 911, and Reverend Jeannie invited us to join her in saying the Lord's Prayer. And then she led us all to open our prayer books and continue to pray together, Psalm 23 and 91. This church was full of people praying for Fred and Arlene until the emergency responders took him to the ER. The presence of hope, faith, and love was so strong in this room. All that Sunday afternoon and all through this week, we received many calls of concerns and again, offers of help to do whatever was needed for Fred and Arlene. Like Paul said, we really can't say enough good about you. There is no doubt that we are all becoming better imitators of Jesus as the Holy Spirit works in us. Now that's what we're here for, to be transformed by God, to more fully reflect God. And this transformation means that God's intentions are coming into our reality. Now, sometimes this seems easy, and a lot of times we struggle to let go of our own wills and do God's will. But either way, the Holy Spirit continues to work in us to become more Christ-like and to become better imitators of Jesus. As it says in Paul's letter, it's clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. I want you guys to let that sink in for a moment. It's clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. That was true for Paul about the church in Thessalonica. And it's also true for Reverend Jeannie and me when we think about this church here in Orange. God does love you very much. God has put his hand on you for something special. As Paul writes, when the message we preached came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened to you. The Holy Spirit put some steel in your convictions. The past few weeks, you have been perfect examples of this year's theme of our annual pledge drive, which is, let your light so shine. The light of Christ shone through all of you in your words of concern, in your caring acts, and your prayers lifting each other up. So over the next 4 weeks, you are invited to prayerfully consider all the ways that you imitate Christ so that his light shines out from you. And our annual pledge campaign asks you for your financial support of Trinity, and your contributions allow for our ministries to continue to make a difference here in our own lives and in the community around us in this little spot of Orange County. So next week, you're going to receive a letter from us asking for your prayerful consideration to support Trinity's mission and ministries, our buildings and grounds, and our staff through your financial contribution. This is also a time for you to reflect and pray about how you might reflect the light of Christ through your time and your energy as a volunteer in our ministries. You know, we know that there are very, very, very many important and worthwhile organizations to support. Please make our faith family a top priority. And because we always like to do something fun and inspiring when it's stewardship time, we're going to be setting out a table where you can fill out a card that shares your experience of either receiving or reflecting Christ's light. And then these brightly colored cards are going to be signs of hope and love that are going to hang off one of the trees out in our courtyard in a moments of love tree. So you get to be creative. Isn't it a great feeling knowing that we are praying for each other? Isn't it great to know that our works of faith and our labors of love allow Christ's light to shine before others, and that when they see our good works, they then give glory to our Father in heaven? I think so. Keep up the good work, Trinity. Amen.